What can I do for you?
Tom, when you hit these guys for the first time, do you think back on other rookies you saw for the first time, whether it was a JPP or Bradshaw?
Well, sure, you always do. You compare them always to where they are, where the other guys were, what are the great stories about who could and couldn't do what, and were they prepared for what they were going to get into when they first showed up and jogged out on the field for the first time. So, yeah, but it's just nice to be outside and nice to have them here, and certainly the weather has cooperated for the player. You know, it's got to be a no-fatiguer out here today, so it was nice.
The first impressions on any of that that jumped out at you on the first day?
Oh, you know, I would reserve judgment on that. You know, it's a little bit of a Chinese fire drill for everybody, and offensively, the only comment I made was, you know, you see where a center quarterback exchange, the ball doesn't always come up when it's supposed to, and everybody's out there jumping around, and the defenses line up half the time the wrong way and that type of thing. So those are some of the things that have to be kind of ironed out. But when you figure you got your draft choices, your undrafted college free agents that have been signed, and then the tryout people, you know, they did all right. We made it out to the practice field today. Nobody fell down. We got into the stretch position, and it was okay.
What about their learning of the classroom material? How did that go over?
Okay. You know, very, very simple, very fundamental, very... But it's still a new foreign language for them, so they did okay with that.
You like the way the new CBA is working?
With everybody signed, yeah. That's one of the true advantages right there, yeah. They're all signed as of right now, as far as I know.
Even Kuhn?
Even who?
Kuhn, the seventh.
Well, Jerry just said it's maybe it isn't him. Maybe he's not done completely, but he expects to get it done.
Tom, when you go through day one, and it is like a fire drill, like you said, or chasing cats or whatever you want to call it. What can these kids, in your mind, hope to accomplish on that? Because you know they're all trying to make an impression, even in the first day. What do you hope to see them do, or what do you think their goals are as they get out here?
Well, I'm sure their goal is, if they're unsigned, is to try to leave this camp signed. And if they're here under the guise of being drafted or a college free agent, they want to make a favorable first impression. That's the first sign up last night, was you never get a second chance to make a first impression. So that's basically what their goal is, I'm sure. And I'm sure they've been told by their agents and so on and so forth exactly what they need to do when they come into camp to reinforce where they were drafted and so on and so forth. So believe me, it's new, so new. And then when you come to the franchise of the world champions, you can imagine what these young guys are going through the first time they sit there last night and listen to us speak to them.
Tom, you look at some of the new offensive guys you got through the draft picks. You guys think some of them are NFL-ready type guys. You can really tell their size, can't you? You know, Randall, the tight end.
Oh, yeah. Big kids that, you know, they're eager to learn, eager to... I was very impressed by Randall out on the field this morning, but they're all eager, and that's the good thing, and they're going to have to be NFL-ready.
I mean, sometimes with these guys, you know, they need to get a little bigger, a little stronger, but these guys look like that part of the game.
Well, the strength part could help. There's still some work to be done there. And those two offensive linemen, I'm sure they're spinning. You know, I mean, it's a lot different when they're lined up 6 inches from your nose. So they've got some work to do. But they're anxious to learn. And McCants is bigger than, you know, on paper, McCants' size is obviously, he's a little bigger than we told you he was. So. Yeah, really his hands went up high fast, and he made the really tough grab on it was a short-range throw, but it was on him quickly, and he was able to react to it. That was a plus.